This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's do some headlines.
Payne and Pendergast with today's headlines.
Really into center. Reyes going back. And he won't get there. Bregman scores. Jordan scores. And Gurriel in with a two-run, two-out double. That's 88 runs batted in for Yuli Gurriel.
How crazy is it? Yuli Gurriel, the seven-hole hitter on the Astros, thereabouts with Correa out, now may bump up. Yuli Gurriel is going to wind up with like 107 or 110 RBIs this year.
Do you guys realize how much Yuli Gurriel and Jordan Alvarez have done for my feelings about Cuba? Like, it's just... compared to 20 years ago and like how chilly our relationships was with this whole like this Cuba's version of Glasnost that has allowed guys like Jordan and Yuli to come over.
They're like a four-legged truce is what they are, right?
Yeah, exactly. All things through baseball. Yeah,
two-headed truce.
You know what? There's something weird about these communist countries in American sports, because China's got an infatuation with basketball because
Yao Ming.
Yeah, no. Before Yao Ming, though, it was one of the early on leaders had an infatuation with basketball. What's up? Nomo? What? Hideo Nomo's Japanese. My God, Jonesy, are you trying
to... And it's baseball. Jonesy, go back to whatever it was you were doing in there.
Hey, coming up, more racial ignorance coming up at the top of the hour. Anyway, one of the early communist leaders, and I'm blanking on his name, was big into basketball, so the whole nation took on an infatuation with basketball. Likewise, Castro loved baseball.
Yeah.
So, like, he was huge into baseball, and because of Castro and his communist ways, but his love of baseball, he gave us... Like, we're living off the fruits of Castro's labor, which ended up being Yuli Gurriel and Jordan Alvarez. And, look, I'm not going to sit here like Kaepernick and start wearing a t-shirt with Castro on it or anything. But at least that one small... That's what Kaepernick should have said. Instead of saying, Castro did some good things, like with education, he should have said, well, he did... We've got some good baseball players.
That's a good baseball.
Thanks a lot, Castro.
Is it bad that I corrected Jonesy on the sport and not the... country of origin for the player that we were talking about? All right, whatever.
Well, let's see.
Let's move along. Antonio Brown. He is not going quietly into the night on this helmet issue. I'm anxious for Hard Knocks tonight to see how this whole thing gets treated. Antonio Brown has filed a second grievance against the NFL to try to get his style of helmet approved. Seth, there are about 3,000 players in NFL training camps right now. There is one who has an issue with his helmet. How much is this becoming a topic, do you think? Forget about around the league. How much are Antonio Brown's Raiders teammates getting fed up with what he's doing right now?
You know, Derek Carr on Hard Knocks was shown talking about it, and he said, we kind of see the reports, but we don't think too much about it. It's just it is what it is. There is something to a football team where it's really big, and during training camp, a lot of stuff's going on. I think that for the most part, most teammates probably look at it as a curiosity because they know how good Antonio Brown is and they know he's a little out there. But you're still like weirdly in the honeymoon phase. Even though this is like a honeymoon where this is like one of those movies. What was the movie where the guy gets cheated on? It's a Ben Stiller movie. He plays an insurance adjuster that gets married and
I'm not
goes.
Sure.
His wife cheats on him. Like almost immediately on the honeymoon.
Yeah.
It feels a little bit like that. Okay. Like the honeymoon's starting to go awry a little bit. But yeah.
If a football team were like
Along Came Polly. This is the Along Came Polly.
Okay, yeah. The football team were like a neighborhood with 90 houses, 90 players. Is Antonio Brown basically just like, hey, that's that couple over there that's having some issues right now. Like down the street. Like, you know, you see like maybe a spat in the driveway every now and then or something, but you're not really looking at it because you got your own issues you're working on.
I think if I were a Raiders player, what I would think is, wow, Antonio Brown really doesn't want to be in training camp, but I'm sure he's going to be here week one.
Yeah, probably so, because the money is guaranteed.
It was Mao Zedong that was huge into basketball in China.
Mao Zedong?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's who I was going to guess, by the
way. I don't
way.
Pronounce it that way. I refuse to.
You pronounce it a little
Mao
dirty.
Zedong. What, yeah. No, there's a Mao Zedong. That's a mousy. You got a mousy dong.
All right, we are completely ignoring Jonesy's clock today. Let's get to Monday Night Football. And the 49ers and the Denver Broncos last night on Monday Night Football in Denver. The 49ers get a win 24-15. If you tuned in for Jimmy Garoppolo and Joe Flacco, ooh, God bless you. Jimmy Garoppolo posting a 0.0 quarterback rating in his first somewhat official action coming back from an ACL tear.
He had a day in practice last week where he threw five straight interceptions. Five in a row. Now, usually I would say don't think too much or read too much into interceptions in the preseason, but five in a row in a practice is pretty damn bad.
That's on the margins.
You ask about, honestly... Okay, what do players on the team care more about, or what would they be a little bit more alarmed about? Antonio Brown or Jimmy Garoppolo throwing five straight interceptions?
I'm asking you that now.
If I'm a defensive player in practice and I'm watching Jimmy Garoppolo throw five straight interceptions, I'm like, this mother, how much did they pay him?
Yeah, exactly.
And remember when he had that stretch, when he came here that first year, when they went on that win streak and he came here into Houston, boy, he got lucky in that game that he didn't throw four interceptions. I felt like... There were some, in that entire year, he had kind of a lucky streak where he could add way more interceptions than he did. I'm watching this very eagerly because it's not going to be Kyle Shanahan's fault if this guy doesn't work out. Kyle Shanahan's a hell of an offensive coordinator. This is going to be all that Jimmy Garoppolo just didn't deliver on the promise that people thought he
could. Okay, so this doesn't work out. This is good. You can take the music down, Jonesy. So if it doesn't work out in San Francisco with Jimmy Garoppolo, right? Let's pretend for like this year.
We'll have
year
to go back
bad.
And give Rick Smith a reprieve for not drafting him in 2013.
Yeah, but he drafted Xavier Suofilo instead. So let's slow down on that a little bit. But
he took Xavier over both Derek Carr and Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yeah, both. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. If it doesn't work out in San Francisco with Jimmy Garoppolo, let's pretend they have a bad season this year. And then next year, you know, everybody comes back. They give him another year. It's still bad. Is Kyle Shanahan still there and Garoppolo gone? Do they bring in a new coach? I don't know who you could bring in other than Kyle Shanahan to try to rehab Jimmy Garoppolo.
I think Kyle Shanahan gets one more shot at it. Because remember, they aligned his contract with John Lynch as
the GM.
Oh,
and they got like six-year deals.
Yeah, they gave him huge deals. Yeah, we're in it for the long term. And I think that Kyle Shanahan's done enough as a coordinator, but including in Cleveland, I would say, that they whiffed. Now it would be John Lynch's fault that they gave him the huge contract and everything.
Kyle Shanahan, for what you hired him for, Kyle Shanahan's been good at his job before.
Yeah.
I think they had a bad record last year. I thought he did a hell of a job coordinating the offense considering he had Nick Mullins at quarterback for most of the year.
Yeah, it was a long-term project in San Francisco.
Yeah,
and I'm not bailing on Jimmy Garoppolo just yet.
No.
But he might not be the chosen one.
He may not be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.